Hi, I'm Scarlett O'Hara.
I'm Casey Daly.
And I'm Grace Johnson. And the three of us are rising seniors who are a part of the University of Illinois' Roger Ebert Fellowship.
Today, we are reflecting on a tough 14-month period, and we are talking about some of the music that has helped us along the way. It's really great for us all to be in the studio. I've been in the studio in WPGU, and I've had to be alone. And I've been playing a song over and over again, and it's Dumb by Nirvana, the MTV Unplugged version. I think that every person kind of has this canon of songs that they come back to, and something that I kind of get made fun of for is never really getting over my, like, Nirvana phase since I was, like, 15. Like, it's just this thing. I first got into Nirvana because I thought that I was really cool for it. And it was cool because it was already too late for me. And Nirvana was kind of something that I missed out on. And when the world was even able to access this performance of Dumb, it was already too late as well. So I think that there's this kind of sadness to it. And I think that listening to his voice has a kind of sadness to it as well. I think he's like one of the most unique voices in music. It's kind of like a yearning pain, but also like enlightenment. And that is what Nirvana is, like in religious terms and in the terms of their band too. To me, Kurt Cobain is kind of this collection of like images that I've kind of gathered about him over time. I think that's also very telling in the video.
Can you go more into like what you mean by gray? I feel like that's a really interesting perspective in describing a song.
In this video, we see Kurt Cobain being himself. And he's a character that we know is very gray and self-deprecating. And essentially, that was an attitude that really was important for grunge, right? And he's kind of in this video like, you know, his voice is gray as well. And I would say his voice is really yearning. It's painful. We see voice cracks. Think I'm just happy. My heart is broke. I have some blue. Help me heal. Mend it with you. We'll float around. Hang out on clouds. Then we'll come down.
What kind of feeling does it leave you with as you're sitting at home in quarantine, maybe feeling that grayness a little bit?
There is this feeling of isolation in this song, right? And isolation is a universal feeling. It didn't start during the pandemic. And there's sort of a comfort in that. And I think especially toward the beginning of it, there was kind of a sense of even creepiness, if I might say. Like just a little bit scary.
I found myself going back to a song by Corrine Bailey Rae called Put Your Records On a lot during the pandemic. Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. She first released this song in 2006, and I'll tell you all like a story about like the first time I heard it. So I was in elementary school, and I actually had a close friend at the time who performed this song during our school's talent show. And I was just like so into it because it's just like, you know, a black girl, she's on stage taking it up, just like dancing and just like really like being in the moment and really owning like her presence as a black girl. And that really inspired me. And it just connects so much to the song itself because I mentioned to you all before, like, I feel like this song by Rae, it really is like a reclamation of girlhood and just like revisiting that essence of innocence, just being outside, listening to music, letting your hair down. She talks about a double dutch, just makes different references to girlhood. And at least for me as like a black woman, I find this pretty important because, you know, during the pandemic, it wasn't just COVID that was going on. There was like so much racial injustice, too many events to name at this point. But so it was like two things going on. So you have like the crisis with, you know, there's also like a disproportionate number of people of color who are being affected by the pandemic. And then you also have all of this like police brutality and violence, misogynoir. So it was a lot to go through. So I feel like me listening to this song, it kind of takes me back into a space where, okay, I can feel a feeling that I felt when I was younger and just like escape the trauma that was like going on in the moment. Like at one point, Ray mentions, some nights keep me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When are you going to realize that you don't have to try any longer? It was a line that gave me permission to, one, like acknowledge like the fear I was feeling, because I feel like society in so many ways like tells Black women, oh, you have to be like that strong Black woman figure that people always talk about. But when Ray said that, it's like, okay, I can feel these emotions. I have the right to feel what I feel and not be, you know, this perfect version of a Black woman who can take it all. It reaffirms like what I go through and just like takes me back to a place where things felt easier, I guess is the best way to say it. Some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to. Girl, put your records.
I really like that idea about allowing yourself to feel how you'd like to feel. I'm wondering what musically about the song, you, or even lyrically, you find particularly healing about the song, and how is it, what was the experience of revisiting this healing nature of the song?
Right, so I feel like sound-wise, it's very like light. I guess I would describe it as an R&B type of tone, very like easy, smooth, relaxing. If you listen to it, you can hear like soft chimes in the background, and it just kind of gives you like that summertime nostalgia, especially with her references to things like double Dutch and like Afro hairdos. I typically, when I was younger, would wear more of my hair out like in the summer. You know, like whenever we think about summer, we think of like leisure and just like being relaxed. So I feel like that's what ties, you know, that like easy, relaxing feel into it, especially during, that counters like, you know, the emotions and the tenseness that we feel during the pandemic and during all of these like racially charged events.
Similar to Grace, nostalgia is sort of the driving force in my comfort song during quarantine. It's called Hallucinations by Paris with a V. Just like Casey, I went through a bit of an angsty phase in high school, and I found this band that was super rhythmically powerful, but the lyrics and atmosphere could be paranormal, a little bit trippy sometimes. It was just a very interesting sound that I hadn't encountered in a band before. And to the point of nostalgia, I typically rotate the same few songs for a very long period of time because I'm scared to try new things. But when my old favorite band from high school came out with this new EP in 2019, it was the perfect level of newness that it gave me something fresh while still pulling me back to this time in my life where things were exciting and we were looking toward the future. And when I encountered this song, I had just transferred colleges. And, you know, I describe this song and Paris's sound in general as the kind of music that you want to stomp around in Doc Martens to. And my first listen through this EP was stomping down a brick Urbana street in Doc Martens.
Kind of going back to when you were saying how, you know, stomping around in your Doc Martens within that experience of listening to the song kind of parallels that disconnect from reality when it comes to like COVID and just like the times we've been going through. Do you feel like the song and the pandemic parallels in other ways too outside of that?
My first listen through this song and the EP in general, I was welcoming new things into my life. I had just jumped like headfirst into this new school and this new life, and then the rug just got pulled out from underneath me. That pretty closely resembles something that we've all felt when the pandemic hit. We had no idea what we were in for, but we also didn't get to choose it. Luckily enough, my favorite bands are still making music, so I have enough newness to get me through a period of time where it feels like nothing is changing, and that is what I think is so magical about this song and their sound in particular.
So I just kind of want to talk about your experience falling in love with this band in high school. And when you revisit this band, and obviously this is a newer EP, how do you build upon that old love and those old feelings while also still allowing yourself room for growth?
The Doc Martens bit is kind of a cliche, as a lot of things are, as we kind of look back on high school in general and moving into college, and that's something I can't really separate from it, which is why I feel like that memory or that image is always present as I listen to them. What I think ties the past and the present together with this song is the feeling of nostalgia that I touched on before, where it feels simultaneously calm and comforting and somehow terrifying and unsettling. And this band is very open about the fact that they're influenced by spooky paranormal vibes, and there's something about it that just strikes the perfect balance of what I look to feel during a time like this, where I'm comforted by uncertainty of adulthood and the return to normalcy, whatever that means. Doesn't have to be scary, but it's okay to feel like it might be sometimes. And you can have that dichotomy in your music.
I definitely agree with that. Just from hearing what you both have shared, it sounds like there's a common theme of like fine comfort and like familiarity in these songs when it comes to like what we've experienced in the pandemic. And listening to these songs, it affirms these emotions, whether it be emotions that parallel the pandemic or maybe in my case kind of like reject what's going on in the pandemic. But overall, it just seems like it's a sense of comfort that we're receiving from these songs.
I would compare it to the comfort of smelling an old perfume.
Mm.
It just brings, in a sensory way, it brings everything full circle. And I think it's also a good bookmark to see where growth is possible and where growth has already happened as well. Don't you hesitate.
So put your records on. My song is Put Your Records On by Kareem Bailey Ray. And you can pretty much find it on any music streaming platform. I typically visit it on Spotify and YouTube.
My song is Dumb by Nirvana. The MTV Unplugged performance is available for watching on YouTube.
My song is Hallucinations by Paris, and you can listen to the full Criminally Underrated EP on Spotify and probably any other music streaming platform.